Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Can hear me. I need you to know that we can't hear you on the air. Text me.
Okay. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that came in on tonight, on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to say that our theme scripture coming from Hebrews 11:1, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight for his word. If we did not thank and praise God for another pastor and sister tell us to, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank and praise God. You don't even have to see faith to believe faith is there. So we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see faith. You don't have to feel that it's faith. All you got to do is believe and trust. Believe and trust. Trust and believe. That's it. And that's all we have to do. So I want to thank and praise God on tonight for you all that's tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God that God is allowing us to meet together again on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight because the word of God is true. Faith. We got to have faith living in these times. We got to have faith, and I trust faith. My faith was tested today. I had to literally, my faith was tested today. I mean, I thank and praise God that God stepped in. He stepped in. He stepped in quick. He stepped in. And I thank and praise God for faith on tonight. And I want to let y'all know, all you got to do is have faith. All you have to do is sow a seed towards what you believe in God for. And that's what I'm doing. And you may say, well, Prophet Taylor, I don't have the seed right now. If you don't have but just a have $5, $6, sow whatever you see God, what you believe in God for. Y'all, seed works. The word of God said he gives seed to the sower. It works. Whatever you sow your soul towards, God is going to bless you. And I thank and praise God that God was able to step in today. And I was able to tell God thank you for how he just did it. And so I want to let y'all know, too, let's trust God. And as I get ready to pray, whatever you believe in God for, we're going to join our faith together. And we're going to trust God. We're going to trust him no matter what. Whatever circumstance you may be in, whatever you may be believing him for, whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be whatever you may be feeling in your spirit, just know God is there to take care of you. God is there to do exceedingly abundant, more than we can ask or think. And I thank and praise God that he's there. I thank and praise God that he's here. He knows all things. He sees all things. God is a good God. Let's pray on tonight. Heavenly Father, right now, God, I come before you, Holy Spirit, right now. Father, thanking and praising you, God, for your goodness. Thanking and praising you for your mercy. Father, first of all, I ask that you will forgive us for any sins that we committed, that we omitted today that's not of you. Father God, I even ask you, God, if we have not acknowledged you like we should, and we have not reverenced your name, and we have not even, God, Lord God, begin to give you praise and give you honor to Lord God. We ask that you will forgive us, Holy Spirit. Father God, I even ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to touch us. Touch us from the inside. Father, look upon those on the phone line. Look upon those, God, that on Block Talk Radio. Look on those, Lord God, that may be listening to social media or however they may be listening. Father God, that they will begin to, Lord God, that they will begin to know, God, that you'll be able to touch them right now. Whatever they believe in you for, God, we trust you. Father, whatever they believe in you, some believe in you for finance, some believe in you for a job, some believe in you, God, for home, some believe in you for direction, some believe in you, God, for that you give them wisdom. You give them knowledge, God, how to get, Lord, how to do, Lord. Some are believing you, God, to turn their marriage around. Some are believing you, God, to bring their child back home. Some are believing you, God, Lord, to meet their mortgage note. Some are believing you, God, to meet their Lord car note. Some are believing you, God, whatever they may be believing you, God. Lord, we speak your word over them, God. We decree and declare, God, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour them out all blessings, God, that they won't have room enough to receive, according to Malachi 3:10.
Father, we ask you in your name, Jesus, that you will begin to pour out your blessing upon them. Lord, we ask that you will, Lord God, according to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, God. Father, we decree and declare, God, that your wealth, God, and your richness, God, will begin to pour out on them. According to, Lord God, Psalms 12 and 3, God. Touch your peoples right now, God. Touch them for whatever they believe in you for, Holy Spirit. Begin to turn their eyes to you, God. Begin to turn their hearts to you, Holy Spirit. That they will begin to, Lord God, seek you like never before. Lord, somebody believe in you, God. That they will get back to where they used to be, God. Lord, you begin to touch them, God. You begin to, Lord God, pour out on them, Holy Spirit, from the inside out, by the blood of Yeshua. God, you begin to keep them, God. Somebody's believing you, God, that business will go forward, God. We decree and declare, God, that you will begin to pour out on them, Jesus. Father, somebody, God, begin to, Lord God, trust you. Lord, they're trusting you for bigger things to come forward. Somebody trusting you, God, in their home. Somebody needs you, God, because they don't know which way to turn. Somebody is sick in their body, God, and they need healing, Heavenly Father. Begin to touch their body, God. Begin to cause things to, Lord God, cause things to come down, according to Isaiah 53 and 5. Begin to, Lord God, let your healing power begin to rule and reign in their heart. God, somebody believe in you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to, Lord God, to bring them through the storm, God. Lord God, look upon them, God. They may be dealing with, God, financial issues, God. They may be dealing with, God, Lord, whatever they may be dealing with, you touch their life. You turn them around, Father. Somebody believe in you, God. Lord God, that they love one would act right. Lord, somebody believe in you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to turn things around in their home. You begin to open up the door, God, that peace will come. Somebody believe in you, Holy Spirit, that you will begin to, Lord God, to cause things to come back where it used to be, God. Lord God, somebody believe in you. Lord God, touch them right now, Father, by the blood of Yeshua. Somebody needs you for one, and the other one needs you for another one, God. But we decree and declare, God, whatever they believe in you for, God, that you will begin to touch their life. You will begin to pour out on them, God. Pour out on the Holy Spirit. Pour out on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, somebody believe in you, God. Lord God, that you will turn things around on their job. Somebody believe in you, Father God, that you will begin to turn things around in their home with their children, with their loved ones. Somebody's grieving right now. You touch the grieving hearts, God, according to your word, God. Lord, Psalms 30 and 5, you said, for weeping may endure for night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Bring joy to their mourning, God. You look upon those that's grieving, God, for you know them all by name. You know who they are. You know what they need, God. Lord, they need a peace, God, the peace that passes all understanding. Touch them, Father God. Touch them, God, that they will be made whole. Father, somebody needs you, God, because, Lord God, they say, God, that they don't know. Somebody believe in you for that you will turn their fear, God. Turn the Lord, turn away from fear, God. Somebody is afraid, God, of what's going on in the earth, God. You begin to cause your, Lord God, for your word says Psalms 34 and 4. You said, I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Deliver them from the fears, God. Deliver them from that thing, God, that's causing them, God, to, Lord God, be shaken. That caused them, God, to be, Lord God, shaken in their spirit. Shake them again. Mold them, God, nor build them up where they may be torn down. By the blood of Yeshua, God. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for even watching over them. That you will begin to, Lord God, show them. Show them you, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody needs you, and they don't know which way to turn. Somebody, God, they want to make the wrong decision. You begin to, Lord, direct them to go right. Somebody may be, Lord God, needing God. You touch them, oh God, in a very special way. Somebody, God, think you don't forgot about them. Lord, touch their life. Let them know, God, you're there. You're there with them all the time. In Jesus' name, God, I give you honor and I give you praise on today. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all on today. Now I want to ask you all to, as I turn it back over to Prophet Say, maybe someone on the phone line that needs to be prayed for and needs to be, maybe you need to call on just for to open up the door for prayer. And Prophet Say, I'm going to let you turn it over. I'm going to turn it back over to you. But I want you all to have a blessed and wonderful, prosperous weekend. Be safe, because we have storms traveling, and I pray for all of those that are affected by it. Be safe. Most of all, be watchful. There's so much around us. Wear your mask, although they say they don't, it's okay not to. But be wise. Be wise in everything you do. The Word of God wants us to be wise. And I want you all to be safe and trust God like never before. Call upon Him while He's near, because He cares for us. The doors are open to those that trust Him to do it. Father, say that, I turn it back over to you. Maybe someone on the phone line. Until next Friday, God bless you. See you again. Meet us here on Monday night. Meet us. We'll be glad to have you on Philippi Friday, 9, 8 Central. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Prophet Stacy, turn it back over to you.